Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
In Parshas Vayeshev, in the first dream of Yosef, Hine anachnu malmim alumim b'toch hasadeh, we're gathering the sheaves, and your sheaf bows down individually to mine. And the brothers understood what he meant. And they said to him, "Vayomru lo echav hamaloch tim lochaleinu imoshol tim shobanu." And here the translators have to distinguish between two words. So if you check the English translations or other translations, you'll see there, "Will you rule over us? Will you assume kingship over us? Will you dominate us?" And the question, of course, is, what is the difference between they're saying, "Will you be the Melech over us, or will you be the Moshel over us?" What's the difference between Melech and Moshel? On this issue, both the Ibn Ezra, very briefly, and the Vilna Gaon, in somewhat greater length, in his commentary on Mishlei Perchov Zayin, say the same thing, that in Hebrew, this is called establishing a semantic field. In Hebrew, the term melech refers to a ruler who is acclaimed by the people, who is chosen by the people. It's a matter of the public designating the person the king, rather than a moshel, who is that kind of ruler who grabs power, who forces himself on the people. The melech is the one of to which the people. I remember as a kid listening on the Canadian broadcast. Somebody from Canada here can help me. The Canadian broadcasting. No. In Calgary, we didn't have any television. There was okay, so I listened to the coronation. Okay, long live the queen, and everybody seemed very very happy. Long live the queen, right? In other parts of the world, people will also say it. But if they don't clap long enough, they will find themselves in the gulag. They'll find themselves in Siberia. So there is the force. There is the moshel. Now, the word to force, moshel, right? Where is the first time? How do we know that's by force? The first time it appears in the Torah, which is always the root of Hebrew words according to the Baal HaTanya, is that in the punishment of Chava, right, "V'hu yimshol bo," he will, man whom you ruled over and you convinced and you gave the apple, okay, that's, I'm sorry, the fruit, the esrog, to, right, he will rule over you against your will. That's the word moshel. Melech, there it's a little bit more difficult to establish that's by choice. And yet, nonetheless, in one place in Tanakh, at the end of Ovadia, you have the phrase melech as making a decision. And in Rabbinic Hebrew, in Lashon Chachamim, it's to think about something, to make a decision. So it's the decision of the people rather than that which is forced upon the people. So whatever way you look at it, how are you going to rule over us? By assent? By power? By forcing us? It's not going to work. In his commentary, that's Lefi Pshuto Shomikra right now. In his commentary to Mishlei, the Gaon goes on and he says something that's absolutely, absolutely stunning and lovely. I guess it depends what you think is stunning and lovely, but I thought it was. Okay, there's Shirat Hayam, which we said. When we're done with Shirat Hayam from the Torah, we add a number of psukim. Okay? One of the psukim we add, Ki Lashem Hamelucha Umoshel Bagoyim. For unto God is the kingdom, and he rules over the nations. Right? Right? Bayom Ahu Yiye Hashem Echad. There will come a time where God is pronounced to be king over the whole world. And the Gaon says that in the present reality we're looking at, then we accept God as king. Out there in the world, God is the Moshel. We don't accept him. But by Yom Ahu, there will come a day that all the nations of the world, and the Gaon says, right, there will come a day when the nations of the world will give assent, and he uses the following phrase, I'm quoting, V'yitnu lecha keser melucha, that unknown author of the piyut that we sing, we sing to a march. The march we sing in the yeshiva is from Vishnitzer Chassidim. The Yesayu Koli Avdecha, the last line of that, in which is placed in the davening as a piyut, in that part of the davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Shemone Esrei, in Musaf, when we're talking about all the world recognizing God as king. And that's what the entire piyut is about. The Yesayu Koli Avdecha, Vivarchu Shem Kvodecha. And it ends with this ultimate yemot of the world, which are V'yitnu Lecha Keser Melucha. And this is Hamaloch Timloch Aleinu. Indeed, when it comes to Ribbono Shel Olam, we look for the day when it will be known. V'yitnu Lecha Keser Melucha. Have a good day.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor or dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. We are so grateful for your support. And thank you for learning with us.